Good morning. My name is Karen Martin, and our scriptures this morning come from the Gospel of Luke. Luke 5, verse 27. Later, as Jesus left the town, he saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at his tax collector's booth. "Follow me and be my disciple," Jesus said to him. Luke chapter 5, verse 11. And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. And chapter 9, verse 57. As they were walking along, someone said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I wonder what it is that you follow. Whom is it? What is it? Or whatever it is, who is it that you follow? There's many things that we can follow, right? Especially on this thing. I was looking at my Amazon account the other day. Anybody got an Amazon account? Right? That's a stupid question. I was looking at my Amazon the other day, and I noticed I was subscribed to things. I was liking things, following things, and subscribing to things that I never knew that I was following before. My name's Keith Arkham. I'm your lead pastor here at Palm Harbor. And we're in week 3 of our series, Faith in the Digital Age. On the first week, Pastor Carter talked about what we need to refresh our faith, just like that little wheel that goes round and round when you're waiting for a website to update. Last week, we talked about the man who built his house on the solid ground, and no matter what updates we have with technology, that we have a firm foundation in the teaching of Jesus Christ. Amen? And this week, we are talking about what we follow. And how many things outside there say, follow this, not that, right? How many things say, follow this, not that? And we are offered so many things each day for things to like. Yeah? Like this, like that. We put little hearts on things. We follow things. If you're watching online, you like our social media presence as you're watching online right now. And then we can click things to follow so we're updated. And this is not just on the phone neither. It's not just on your Amazon account. It's also on our TV. And we do this to engage with things that we like, interests we have. We like hobbies we have, groups we like to follow, people you went to school with. If you like cycling, you follow cycling groups. If you have an interest in a particular gardening hobby, then you follow that. And we like it and follow it. And those things are all well and good. We have a like and a follow when people give us an opportunity or invite us to follow things. There's always some sort of invite. Sometimes we like things, you ever have that? Unwillingly. We're liking things and dang, I didn't want to like that. Because then it changed your whole algorithm. And all of a sudden now you're following things you never wanted to follow before. Like, what the heck is that? Anyone ever have that problem? Yeah. What am I doing? And there's things out there always inviting us to follow. And I noticed it's not just on your phone, neither it's on your television. You've got a smart TV. On the smart TV, you watch something and it says, "Oh, Keith, because you liked soccer, then you'll probably like this soccer channel too. You'll probably like this guy kicking this ball, or because you like this drama, then you'll like this drama too." And it'll suggest things to you. And late at night, 9 o'clock at night, when you're not even thinking, you're like, "Oh, what's that?" The other day, I was looking through my subscriptions, and I noticed that I had subscribed to something. I'd probably liked it by mistake at some point. I was following it, and not only was I following, I was subscribed to it, and I was paying $8.99 a month for it. That's $108 a year. I wasn't even using it. What is it that we like? What is it that we follow? And what about the next step? What is it that we subscribe to? What is it that we are really passionate about that you follow? We can see from our subscriptions, we can see from the things that pop up on our phones to keep us updated, that what we like, what we follow, and what we subscribe direct the attention of our lives. If you have your phone on set up to record your voice, to listen to you when you're talking, it suggests things that you should do, right? It suggests things on your social media. If you're talking to your wife, for example, about how poorly my Everton team, my soccer team are doing back in England, all of a sudden your phone is suggesting to you a hotel and a flight and a car package deal for you to go and to click on. What is it that we like? What is it that we follow? And what is it that we subscribe to? There's always an invite to subscribe to something. There's always an invite to follow something. And we had three texts read to you this morning from Karen. And actually, there are 27 scriptures in the Gospels alone where Jesus tells us to like, follow, and subscribe. And we're not going to read all the texts that are in there, but this is a grand narrative of the gospel in that Jesus always invites, hey, like this. He always says, follow me. And he always goes that one step further to say, subscribe or pursue me in everything that you do. That subscribe button, that's the one step more that lets you know every 2 seconds what's going on your news feed, that lets you know, updates you. Oh, you don't want to miss this. In fact, if you subscribe to this, you could have some benefits. So what does Jesus say? Well, our first scripture that Karen wrote to you, that read to you, was Luke 5:27. Now, Luke's main message of the gospel is an invite. And one of the most controversial people that Jesus says, like me, is the tax collector. He says, like me and follow me. And the disciples were a little confused. Here's the scripture. Here's what it says. Later, as Jesus left the town, he saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at his tax collector's booth. And what does he say to him? Follow me and be my disciple. Notice what he says to him. Follow me and be my disciple. He does not say, hey, I didn't see you in the synagogue yesterday. He does not say, are you reading your Bible? He did not say, yeah, preacher said do this, you must do this. He invited him along. And not only was he a taxman, he was somebody that was hated by Jews. He was hated by Jews because he was collecting for the Romans. And the Romans hated the taxman because he was a Jew. Later on, Jesus will talk about the kind of people that he invited into the kingdom of God were people who are what? Who were sick and in need of healing. You can bet this taxman was sick. He was sick of being hated by Rome and sick of being hated by the Jews. He was dying for somebody to invite him to join into. Jesus knew this. And he said to him, come. At the chagrin of the disciples who were already in the club kind of thing, he says, come and follow me. It's an invite. Like this and follow this. So Jesus, first of all, invites people who are sick, people who are in need. In particular, in the Gospel of Luke, is the taxman. And there's other scriptures too that invite not just taxman. Later on in Mark's gospel, Jesus invites a rich man. The rich man comes to Jesus and says, Jesus, what must I need to do? What do I need to do to inherit the kingdom of God? Just like the taxman did. And he goes to Jesus at night, goes to him and says, what must I do? And Jesus replies to him, looking at the man, and he feels genuine love for him. He says, there is still one thing you haven't done. Go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. So the rich man goes to Jesus and asks, what must I do? So he's seeking. One might argue that this man is probably sick too. And Jesus depicts it because he sees that he has a love of money and love of possessions. He sees that he's so wrapped up in all his possessions that he's got it all, his life wrapped up. And he sees this. Now, this is not for us to go and sell all of our possessions. This is not a general sweeping statement. This is just for this particular person who goes to see Jesus and ask him what he must do to be saved, to ask him what he must do to have the same salvation that the disciples are rejoicing in. And Jesus says, go sell everything and then follow me. You're wrapped up in all your possessions. Follow me after that. So there's the tax man and there's the rich man. And what other kind of people did Jesus invite to follow him? We know that he spent a lot of his time up north around the Sea of Galilee. And he goes specifically to the Sea of Galilee area. The next day, this is in John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 43. He says, the next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, come, follow me. Philip had great understanding of who the Messiah was. And this is a guy who was walking around in Galilee. Notice Jesus sought him, looked for him, sought him out, seek for him, and says to him, hey, Philip, come and follow me. And apparently Philip had great understanding. He was a great Jew and understood how the Messiah would come to the land and understood the Old Testament scriptures, what we call the Old Testament, which he had grown up with all his life, which was embedded in his head. He understood this. And he still needed an invite. Come and follow me. So this is just three examples of how Jesus invited people. The tax man, the rich man, and the Galilean man. Come and follow me. Like this one group, like this one person on your social media site. Always it was an invite. There was never any shame. There was never any guilt. You never felt that you had a fear of being around Jesus. You didn't say and look up your daughter or your son on the follow app and you have that Life 360 thing and you can see where they are. You didn't say, hey, I noticed you're at brunch right now. You should be in church. That's what I do. Don't do that. Doesn't work. So there was the invite. And then there was the follow. Then there was an action. There was a follow. And this is obviously more than just a little heart or a little thumbs up. This is more than just I'm interested in that. What happened after Jesus invited you? Well, we know in Luke 5:11, it looks like I read the scriptures backwards. This is the scripture that we read to you. Luke 5:11, we know that the people before the tax man, the people who were first called to follow Jesus, the ones who were on the lake fishing, James and John, the sons of thunder, when he invited them, they physically rowed to shore or sailed to shore and dropped their nets. This is a serious follow. This is more than that was a nice thing to say, Jesus. It's what does the scripture say? As soon as they landed, so they landed on the shore, as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed who? Jesus. They left everything and follow Jesus. Yes, this was a radical moment. No, they hadn't been to school. No, they hadn't been to college. No, they hadn't been to university. And a man walking along the beach who was a rabbi invited them to follow them. And they were like, yep, let's go. And they put the boat on the shore. They put the boat on the shore and left everything to follow him. Once again, this is not a blanket statement for us to leave all of our jobs and leave all of our families. But these particular people decided to follow Jesus with their whole lives. And as soon as they got to shore, they dropped everything and followed Jesus. Jesus spent a lot of time healing people, healing the sick, helping people who were sick in lots of different places, mentally, with their emotions, what they thought about themselves, in their relationships with other people, physically, their bodies. This one particular man was blind. And there's a couple of occasions when Jesus comes and heals blind men or blind people. And he does it in a different way, in fact, each time he meets them. On this particular occasion in Mark's gospel, Mark chapter 10, verse 52, Jesus heals the man. This is the one where he spits on his hands and heals his eyes. And he heals the man and he says to him, go, for your faith has healed you. So Jesus says, go, for your faith has healed you. Instantly the man could see, and he did what? He followed Jesus down the road. He followed Jesus physically. Got me. Now he could see. Now he could see where he was going physically. But he followed Jesus and his teaching, and he decided not just to like Jesus, but to follow him with his whole heart and his whole life. Yeah, and in the digital age, we follow stuff. I don't think anybody here does not have one of these. Let me know if you're here, if you have not got one of these things. Everybody has one. We are in the digital age. In fact, Mickey over here is watching it online right now. But yeah, everybody's got one of these things. And every one of you is following something. Some of you have liked it. Some of you have followed it. Some of you have gone the whole hog and you've hit the little ding subscribe button. Some of you, every time there's a news event, every time something's happening on the other side of the world, everything is something up the top, up north, or down to the south. Some of you again, ding, every 2 seconds of what's going on in the world, and you're being notified because you're subscribed to something. You want to get updated right away. You want to know how well your sports team doing now. No, I don't want the replay. I want it now. We want to be absolutely in the loop at everything that's going on in the news. You want to know exactly when your daughter arrives at the location, right? You want to know when she, okay, she's here. And we trust this little thing on the phone that tells us, ding, she arrived. When you're subscribed, it's like the next level. Constantly aware of what's going on, trusting in the algorithms of life that actually this subscription is going to help you. It's a big deal, subscribing. It's a big deal being the top fan. By the way, I'm the top fan on Palm Harbor's Facebook, by the way. So if you want to beat me, go on there. Make sure you click and like and subscribe. Same on the Instagram, do that too. You're a top fan of the thing that you follow because you're the most interactive. You're the one that absolutely throws everything in. I got an update on I went on Amazon for to get a power washer or something. I don't know, something like a dad thing. You know, I went on to get like a power washer and I noticed that we have a joint Amazon account for the whole family. And I noticed that immediately I was subscribed to this thing that I didn't know, that I got an update that the Superman that was in the 1972 Superman 2 was actually up for grabs and ready for sale. My kid, my good David, he's a collector and he collects all this stuff and he wants to be an animator and all this. And every time that there's a new figurine or a new figure, he updates in my Amazon car. No, I don't want that. He's subscribed to the next thing. He's ready for it to land on the doorstep with a drone. What is it that you subscribe to? What is it, the next level thing that you are subscribed to? What is it you pursue with all of your heart, that no matter what's going on in your life, you pursue it? Jesus talked about pursuing, and he references people who pursued him, who subscribed to his teaching. In Mark chapter 15, verse 31, we encounter a unique group of people, women, not normally included in the narrative of this kind of magnitude. It says these women, and Mark 15, 41 says, these women had been followers of Jesus and cared for him while he was in Galilee. Many other women who had come with him to Jerusalem were also there. These women cared. By some scholars' accounts, these women not only followed Jesus, but they took care of Jesus. They were the operations managers. They made sure that Jesus had a place to stay. They made sure that Jesus had a place to eat. They made sure there was a place for him to have rest. They cared for him and went with him everywhere, them geographically, and followed his teaching. They pursued Jesus with all of their heart. They liked it, they followed him, and they subscribed to who he was and what he was teaching. So much so that they gave their entire lives to care for him. This is the same women who were at the cross at the crucifixion. These women cared and pursued Jesus with all their hearts. Now, it wasn't just a special group of women or a special group of men that could follow Jesus. This scripture is really funny. In Luke 9:57, I'm going to put this one up for you. It says, as they were walking along, disciples, women, females, males, everybody was walking along following Jesus. Someone said to Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. Who does it say followed him? Someone. Anybody. Just walking along, hey, I love your teachers. I'm going to like, follow, and subscribe to you, Jesus, because I'm going to follow you wherever you go. Geographically, wherever you teach, wherever you go. In fact, I'm going to be there even when you're at the cross and when you are resurrected from the dead. I am going to pursue you. That means that every one of you in this sanctuary today, everyone that you meet can pursue Jesus. You can like him. You can follow him, you can subscribe, you can pursue Jesus and his teaching. So the women pursued Jesus, the random people pursued Jesus. And John 12:26 says this, anyone who wants to serve me must follow me. How do we pursue? How do we subscribe? How do we go even further and click the little bell to follow Jesus? Jesus says, anyone who wants to subscribe, anybody who wants to serve, must follow me, because my servants must be where I am. And the Father will honor anyone who serves me. Serving is the way we subscribe. Serving others to what's gone on in your own life is the way we subscribe. In Matthew 25, it goes on to say, whomever you treat the least of these, whether I'm in prison, whether I'm thirsty, whether I'm hungry, the way you treat these people is the way you are treating me. It's the way you're loving me, the way you're liking me, it's the way you're following me, it's the way you're subscribing to me. Interestingly, in John 1:38. Right at the beginning of John's gospel, in John 1:38, Jesus says, "What is it you want? What is it you really want?" Guys, you guys are all following me along here? What is it you want? Do you want to like me? Do you want to follow me? Do you want to subscribe to me? What is it that you really want? Do you want a fulfilled life? Do you want a life that is full of a participation in the life of God? Do you want a life that is following me? It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be rosy, but it's going to be a fulfilled life. Do you want to subscribe to me and my teaching? No matter whether you've got the newest iPhone or not, do you want to pursue Jesus? I can imagine the guy saying, yeah, sure, I want to do that. And then Jesus saying once again, come and follow me. Now, maybe you've been invited. Someone invited you to come here today. Someone invited you to follow Jesus earlier in your life. Maybe somebody asked you to follow Jesus with you. Come, join me. Read the scriptures together. Maybe you have been subscribed to Jesus all your lives. Or maybe you need to hit the bell again. Maybe you need to hit the subscribe button again. Maybe you need to say, there's something new I have to do in order to say that I am following Jesus with my entire life. This is bigger than like. This is bigger than follow. It's your whole life subscribing to Jesus. Maybe you're sitting here and you've never liked Jesus. You've never liked his teaching. You've never been invited to. Maybe you've never followed Jesus and the teaching, and there's no shame and no guilt and no fear here. That's not what we do. We invite you to follow Jesus. And maybe you've no idea of the joy of being subscribed to following Jesus. And I want to invite you to be a part of that today. If you need to follow Jesus, we're going to open the rails, the altar rails. We're going to ask the people who want to pray with you to come down the front, and the steps are open here for you to decide to follow Jesus. Maybe some of you out there have been following for a long time and you need to re-up. You need to subscribe to following Jesus. And that's a time for you. Maybe you want to sit there and follow Jesus in your own personal little altar here. And that's fine too. But what I want you to do is to text follow to this number. Of course, we're in the digital age, right? I know you're looking at your phones right now, so get them out and text follow to this number. Text the word follow to 353-LOVE. And we'll get in touch with you and put you on the next step to following and subscribing. You see, when we follow Jesus in the digital age, when we follow Jesus in and amongst our phone, this is the anchor for our life. This is shows us that we follow this and not that. Amen. Come, the altar is open. Come, the stairs are open. The kneelers are open. Come and pray. And there's people here to pray with you, should you wish that. Thank you.